bien, ¿qué cosa es el arte? ¿Por qué desde los primeros pasos de la humanidad en la Tierra se encuentra como testimonio de ese paso la obra de arte? Se ha dicho que la obra de arte es una manifestación de superestructura. Algún filósofo ha dicho que es el banquete de la civilización. Otro filósofo ha dicho que es el esplendor de la verdad, el de más allá, que es el esplendor del bien. En realidad, puede ser todo esto, no hay inconveniente.
Qué calor en la ciudad,
qué calor, qué calor,
es imposible de aguantar,
qué calor, qué calor,
la ropa llega a molestar,
qué calor, qué calor,
qué lindo debe estar el mar,
qué calor, qué calor,
tu mano quiero yo tomar y por la playa caminar,
qué calor, qué calor,
qué calor en la ciudad,
qué calor, qué calor,
el viento no quiere soplar,
qué calor, qué calor,
las calles llegan a quemar. Fresco para estar,
qué calor, qué calor,
tu mano quiero yo tomar y por la playa caminar,
qué calor, qué calor.
Calor en la ciudad,
qué calor, qué calor,
es imposible de aguantar,
qué calor, qué calor,
la ropa llega a molestar,
qué calor, qué calor,
qué lindo debe estar el mar,
qué calor, qué calor,
tu mano quiero yo tomar y por la playa caminar,
qué calor, qué calor,
tu mano quiero yo tomar y por la playa caminar,
qué calor, qué calor,
tu mano quiero yo tomar y por la playa caminar.
Hey guys, welcome back to Napalm Nanny in the Shack. I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. And I thought I'd revisit this sweet little episode, Branfla Cruz, because let's be honest, I only scratched the surface in the last one. So let me backtrack for a second. With the Zoot Suit Riots and the mass deportation of Mexican Americans, emphasis on American, during the Great Depression, there were as many as 500,000 Mexican Americans that enlisted during World War II. And as Chicana historian Dr. Yolanda Leyva puts it, it had to do with proving loyalty and demanding inclusion. So when our soldiers came home, there was an expectation for equality. But unfortunately, much like our African American soldiers, they came home to a segregated society. And during World War II, where factories that normally produced cars were made to manufacture tanks and other vehicles for the war effort, meant a limited amount of cars were available to civilians. So with a combination of limited cars on the market and how the hot rod culture was predominantly white Americans, the Latinx community decided to go the opposite direction and create something completely our own. Where hot rods and gassers were meant to go fast, lowriders were meant to ride low and slow. So initially, lowriders were weighed down with cinder blocks or sandbags and were driven through the barrio slow to mimic court-seeking paseo of young men in Mexican pueblos. Which is something I've actually taken a part of in my little pueblo, which it's similar to OkCupid, but it's taken place in the town square and obviously in person. So these modern caballeros rode on a different horsepower. And I just found that California lawmakers actually made it illegal to drive a car with any part lower than the bottom of the wheel's rim in 1958. And considering that the lowrider scene was predominantly Latinx, it was just a law that gave an excuse to further criminalize brown folk. Fortunately, that same year, the Chevy Impala came out with an X-shaped frame, which was perfect for lowering. And Ron Aguirre would tinker with a frame and create a hydraulic system to lower and raise a car with a flip of a switch, making it possible to circumvent the new law. But I don't think I need to tell you that that didn't stop the police from ticketing, impounding, or criminalizing lowriders. And with that being said, here's this week's playlist to cruise to.
I'm eres un loco amor. Es solo un loco amor. Me desquició y me enredó con su loco. Tan cruel, veme llorar, déjame huir de este loco amor, que no ves lo que me haces hacer, enternecer con placer en tu loco amor.
Loco amor, loco amor.
Loco amor.
Loco amor, loco amor.
Loco amor.
And this customization of lowriders was and still is a reflection of cultural preservation and barrio defense. With religious imagery, decadent colors and color schemes, and powerful representations of Nahua and Mayan symbolism, it's all a representation of Latinx culture. And another image heavily associated with the Latinx culture is La Catrina. Although La Catrina is largely associated with Dia de los Muertos, she's actually a political figure. So Jose Guadalupe Posada created the calavera as a response to Porfirio Diaz's dictator-like ruling in Mexico. And La Catrina is a skeleton woman that is dressed in fine French garment with a large hat typical of the early 1900s, adorned with feathers and flowers. And this is a strong statement that no matter how much wealth you think you might have, death is the ultimate equalizer. And it's also created to mock Mexican women who try to erase their indigenous heritage with French-styled clothing. So La Catrina first came into print through an inexpensive print showcasing literature meant for the lower class. The newspaper being called La Patria Ilustrada, edited by Octavio Paz's grandfather and published by Antonio Venegas Arroyo. So a reason why La Catrina is so heavily associated with Dia de los Muertos, besides a literal skeleton, is because Dia de los Muertos is a holiday that Porfirio Diaz and accompanying bourgeoisie turned their back on, but a holiday that mostly indigenous working class celebrated. And a little history on Day of the Dead, it's an Aztec celebration that revolved around harvest that has been merged with the Spanish All Saints Day. So because of this unfortunate mix of the two due to colonization, we now celebrate November 1st and 2nd, where we assemble brightly colored shrines adorned with papel picado, marigolds, images of our loved ones who have passed on, and is presented with their favorite food and drinks. So Jose Guadalupe Posada used the rich imagery heavily tied to the proletariat to criticize the rich and push the Mexican Revolution. So the holiday, La Catrina, and lowrider culture is just that, a culture, and not a cute aesthetic.
Yeah. Mándame tú, no.
So that's it for me this week, guys. I hope that there were tunes or history facts that you enjoyed, and I do want to mention how proud I am seeing people informing others on their platform. It's absolutely incredible. Please don't slow down. But I do want to caution that we should definitely fact-check the information we're given, and it's okay to admit if you internalize misinformation when you're presented with facts. It happens to the best of us. It's okay. So until next week, I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. Stay safe out there, guys.